Consider your own experiences. How many people do you know who have bought a stock on rumors, or because someone famous on TV recommended it, or because a friend has a friend who is the nephew of the CEO of a company that is about to make a major medical breakthrough that will send the stock soaring? Yes, we've all been there. Most of us, however, don't keep falling for these traps forever. Losing money is painful, and making investments like these almost always result in a financial loss. That's the first lesson. Don't buy stocks on rumors or tips. If your shoeshine boy or a cab driver thinks a company is hot stuff, chances are pretty good that you've already missed the boat. Hopefully, you already knew that. Another common error is buying a mutual fund that has shown terrific performance over the last 1 or 2 years. Have you ever noticed that when you buy a fund like that, its performance mysteriously and suddenly goes into a steep downward spiral? Studies, including those conducted twice a year from the S&P Dow Jones indices, have found consistently that past positive performance is frequently a measure of future poor performance. Most of us have made that mistake too, but then the question becomes, if you can't pick a fund based on its track record, how will you make the right choice? That's a good query, and we'll explain it later in chapters 5 and 12. One final example. You own a bunch of stocks or funds or both. The stock market turns ugly. Your investments register a big paper loss. What do you do? In too many cases, you will sell out in a panic to protect whatever you have left. That's what many investors did after the market meltdowns of 2000 to 2001 and 2008 to 2009. These are just three examples of how not to make money in the stock market. There are others, but enough negativity for now. Let's get positive. A few of the secrets to successful investing are surprisingly well known but not well followed. Most likely you've heard or read about the majority of them. This audiobook is about what works, what doesn't, and most importantly, how to spend a modest amount of time getting the strategies right and sticking with them. So here are the basic rules. In the coming chapters, we'll take you through some of the background of why the rules actually work. Once you understand why the rules are there, you'll find them easier to follow. Number 1. Successful investing works best over the long term. Really? Yes, we've heard that for years. Big deal. But let's ground this rule in facts. The single best investment in American history has been the stock market. We have more than 100 years of records to prove it. As of 2015, stocks had produced an average annual return of over 10%, dividends included, for almost 70 years. Impressive, no? Based on the data since 1945, stocks have returned an annualized 10%.